you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob. So good to be with you today.
Ray, as we record this, it's March 31st, 2026. Your new book, Zen of Zen Daily, compiles the best of your entries in Zen of Zen 1, 2, and 3. It's a great series. The entries are daily entries, 366 days, because you include the leap year day as well. So for those people who were born on leap year day, you can celebrate your birthday and read the book at the same time. You also then expand on your thoughts from those earlier versions of the book. You have really great little comments about that. So let me read this from page 45 of Zen of Zen Daily for March 31st. It says, quote, can you do better? Can you be better? This is a choice. It is your decision and yours alone. Do not be a victim. Be an advocate for good. Take control of your life, unquote. So here's your response to that original quote. This time of year, many people around the world celebrate renewal, rebirth, and transformation. Sometimes we renew completely to refresh our minds and bodies. Other times we give or accept a new life, and yet other times we transform those areas of our lives that stand in the way of growth and potential. So Ray, the prompt declares that becoming better is a daily choice and rejects victimhood. How does this mindset separate effective leaders from those who stall in tough times?
Well, let me talk about the saying that I like to quote. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's the present. That's why they call it a gift. So we can't do anything about yesterday. We can't do anything about tomorrow. We can only work on what we have today. If you focus on doing your best today, not worrying about tomorrow or yesterday, do your best today, you're going to have a successful life. So focusing on what you can do now is better than focusing on what you did or what you're going to do. I think the key here, and can you do better? Yes, but you can't do better yesterday. You can't do better tomorrow. All you can do is better today. So it's do it today, not tomorrow or yesterday. And I think that's the key for this podcast is to focus on the present, not the past or the future.
Well, looking at the response, which came after the original quote, it highlights renewal, rebirth, and transformation. So in your experience at Micrel, how did you apply this idea of transforming obstacles into growth for yourself and your teams?
Right behind you is my book, Tough Things First. I focus on doing the tough things. Get those out of the way. The tough things yesterday and the tough things tomorrow are not going to help you today. So you focus on what you can do. Focus on those tough things that are nagging at you that you can get out of the way. And do that first thing every day. Identify those. When you get up in the morning, identify the ones that have to get done first. And those are the bad ones. Those are the tough ones. Eat that ugly frog first thing, as they say. The focus should be finding out what you don't want to do. It's called loving the things you hate. And that's another one of my favorite sayings is loving the difficult things. And that's what makes you a disciplined person. Because discipline is doing what you don't like doing. That's the things you hate and doing them well. Find out what's nagging at you, what's giving you heartburn, and learn to love those. Learn to get those out of the way. If you can love the things that are nagging at you, that are bugging you, it's like Waldo Emerson said, that which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the task changes, but our ability to perform it becomes easier. So in other words, don't give up. Keep trying, persisting. And that's the key. That's what March 31st in our date is NFZN Daily focuses on is doing the tough things, getting those, persisting and doing those and getting them out of the way.
Yeah, and I think that our listeners deserve to hear that once again. Just briefly reiterate this. I want to ask you this question. You know, what is the tough thing that they should do to stop being a victim, take control, and truly advocate for good in their lives and organizations right now?
Well, again, it's not being afraid to face those trials, those tribulations, those challenges, persist in overcoming them. You become a victim when you don't accept or at least validate that these are the things that need to be done. We don't like change, and so we tend to ignore it, and so therefore we procrastinate. We put things off. Don't procrastinate. Do them now. Get them out of the way. You'll be happier. You'll be more successful.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zinn on X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And, of course, pick up Ray's books, Tough Things First, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals That Make Up the Essential Leader. And, as you know, the Zen of Zinn series 1, 2, and 3. And as we read here, it includes the book, the new book, Zen of Zinn Daily. Pick them up and enjoy them. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's latest book, Zen of Zinn Daily, where each day of the year you can get a little bit of Ray Zinn's wisdom that you can put into action all day long as you are on your journey to meaningful success. Don't forget Ray's other books, including Tough Things First and, of course, The Essential Leader.